Hey fans, you like our audio podcast? Well, check out our video podcast. We're on YouTube, Western Standard Time. Short, funny, 15-second video clips. We also have our long live stream clips. You won't miss any action. You'll see new videos. You'll see new action. Check us out on YouTube, Western Standard Time. We're on YouTube now, Western Standard Time.
Welcome back to WST Podcast. This is your boy, Big Ben, and we got a very special edition of a NBA free agent forecast for you today. We have our weatherman with us, Kay Wynn.
What up, folks? NBA free agency. I'm calling it the 6K. You know why?
Why?
Because there's six free agents with letter K. Clay, KD, Kawhi, Kyrie, Kemba, Chris. This was the year that Kay Wynn could have slid under the radar and been a free agent.
Wow. You would have been the 745th best free agent on the forecast. But
it's all right, as long as I get the max deal.
TV money. So here's how we're going to play this out. I'm going to give you, Kay Wynn, our forecaster for today, our proverbial weatherman. You're going to tell us where these top 10 free agents are going to land. You are going to describe somewhat of the contextual environment in which they will land. I'll try to guess that city, and then we'll play this out, little banter, and then we'll wrap it after the top 10.
I love it. Let's go.
Let's start with our guy. Some would call him the best player in the world right now after what just happened, where his Raptors took down your Warriors, Kawhi Leonard. Give us his forecast.
It's very cold in the winter. They have a cabana party, which Ludacris raps about in Girls Around the World. And it's where the great Justin Bieber hails from. And there's a lot of comedians.
Toronto.
Yes. Kawhi is going to stay in Toronto. It's not going to be a long-term deal. He feels obligated to repeat. He's going to sign a one-year deal with an option in year two. And then after that, he's headed to the Clips.
I think your forecast is correct at this point. Let me state that. And Toronto is not such a bad city if you're going to just do a 2 years in Toronto. Maybe after that, you get a little bit tired. All right, let's get down to Kevin Durant, who just did not opt into his player, his single-year player contract, I guess. So there is some fear amongst Warriors fans. I don't know if you feel the same way, Kay Wynn. Give us his forecast.
It's sunny everywhere except this microclimate where you can get sourdough, Ghirardelli chocolate, and $400 upper reserve seats at the new Chase Center. He's staying in the Bay.
Wow.
Wow.
So we all know that he can make over the course of roughly $30 million more.
$57 million more.
I stand corrected, Mr. Weatherman. Well done. I do disagree with you in a bit, and I give a percentage, let's call it 30% chance, that he heads to the East Coast to either the Knicks or I'll hold on to that. Let's go down to Kyrie.
Back to KD. All signs point to him leaving, except he can get 5 years, 221. In the Bay Area, in Golden State, 4 years, 164. I just think that's a lot of money to walk away from when you're injured. He's going to come back. We don't know how he's going to come back. I think he stays. I think he takes the money, but let's move on.
He just needs better shoes with better ankle support. Kyrie Irving.
Whew. I hope you like hot dogs. I hope you like the 4th of July. If you head out to this island, there's plenty of it because Nathan sponsors the greatest day of all and Kobayashi takes on Joey Chestnut every year.
Coney Island.
Yes. He's headed out to the BK.
Kyrie in Brooklyn. Wow. The Barclays Center. I don't disagree with that at all. It's one thing for Kyrie, right? He's coming off a very forgettable season, as most will say. It's one thing to go step into the brightest spotlight of all and play in New York, whether that's Brooklyn or New York. Honestly, I'd rather be in the Barclays Center than Madison Square Garden these days. So let's get down to Kemba Walker.
Ooh, mighty Kemba. I think he's going to... This is a tough one because the max in Charlotte would give him roughly 220. If he leaves, he's going to leave some money on the table. He's going to get some clam chowder. He's going to have a tea party.
Wow. Celts, huh?
Yes.
Out with the old, in with the new. They're throwing Kemba into the Boston Harbor, Kyrie into the Boston Harbor, and Kemba's coming in and introducing some cold brew into the city.
He's going to make all those Cheers fans forget about the great Sam Malone. It's all about Kemba.
Wow. I love it. Not a bad fit for the Celts. If they see Kyrie leave, I mean, Kemba comes with a – he hasn't been in an organization like the Celtics.
And what I recently read is if Charlotte maxes them, they'll have to pay like a luxury tax. They're a small market team. They don't want to hand over millions and millions of dollars and go over the luxury tax. That's why I don't think they're going to max him and he's going to leave.
You think Jordan's being smart with his money these days, huh?
Yes, he is.
He is. All right, let's get down to Clay. One of your Ks. I think we've had four in a row. We've had five in a row.
I think he is going to stay in those rolling hills, overlooking Treasure Island, looking into that pop-up book kind of magazine city that's a little cloudy and hazy, but he likes to go to chase his bulldog around in Golden Gate Park.
Oh, you know San Francisco too well. The Chase Center opening up, I mean, between him and KD, I think they both are in the same predicament. Clay, I think the bond that he's built with Steph and Draymond, that's a tough thing to walk away from. The Clips is you look at his father who played for the Lakers, right? There's some concept that he might have some affinity towards going and playing down in SoCal, but remains to be seen. I think all signs point to him sticking with the Warriors Dubs. All right, since we're gonna strictly focus on unrestricted free agents in this edition of the podcast, we're gonna skip over Porzingis, who I think everyone assumes is gonna stick with the Mavericks. Let's go to Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Buckets, he's going to be eating a lot of Cuban sandwiches. He's going to be drinking a lot of mojitos and caipirinhas because the weather is nice all year round where he is going.
Wow, the Rockets. So word on the street is...
No, wrong, my friend. Wow. He's going to South Beach. It's closer to Cuba.
Are you serious? Miami.
Yes. Miami, D Wade's out. His contract's out. They need a two guard. They need to liven up the fan base. Jimmy Buckets, that's where he's going.
Okay. So this is where the weatherman is wrong. This is where your forecast says sunny skies and 80 and you walk out and it's hailing sideways. You are wrong, my friend. I would say this. So the recent... As of today, the Rockets are putting kind of their chips in the table and trying to attract Jimmy Buckets to come down. There's not enough shots. There's not enough balls on the court to go around for those three, Chris Paul, Harden, and Jimmy Buckets. The Heat, though, stretch?
It's a definite stretch. I didn't know where else to put him.
You might be a better fit in Cuba. Let's get down to Tobias Harris.
Tobias, he's going to go, I don't know this place well at all. He's going to hang out and shoot hoops in Larry Bird's backyard.
He is not going to the Pacers.
They're losing Bogdanovich. He's a three. The Sixers are going to lose Butler. They're going to lose Tobias. They're going to be scrambling.
Here's the thing you
they're
forget.
Both gone. Tobias is going to Indiana. He's teaming up with Sabonis. Go Zags, Oladipo, and Thaddeus Young.
As the Wu-Tang Clan would say, cash rules everything around me, my friend. Tobias, he.
Where do you think he's going then?
I think he's sticking around. He's dun 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 dun. And the freedom bell's ringing, or liberty bell's ringing, excuse me. He's eating cheesesteaks still. He's staying around with 70. I think 76ers fans see more value in him than Jimmy Buckets in that team.
I do not disagree with that. I just think he's the kind of player, for whatever reason, it's the eye test. You just don't want to max him. Like, Philly doesn't want to max him, and it's going to take Indiana, like, overpaying him to get him.
Are we going to call Indiana a small market?
Smaller. Yeah.
Smallish. But the point, Tobias Harris doesn't put butts in seats.
Yeah, that's why I think Philly's about the maxing him.
But he's a better fit in that team.
I agree with you. I would rather pay him.
We got to expect smart people are running these teams, which isn't the case in all. For the most part, look at the Lakers.
Elton Brand now, Duke alum.
He does wear a headband like Elton, so he's got that going for him. You know what? We'll agree to disagree on that. He's not ending up with the Pacers, but he could very well not end up with the 76ers. So here's one I got for you, another K. Okay. A guy that emerged this year, all-star, probably benefited from a guy like the MVP, the current MVP now, mm-hmm. playing on his team. Mm-hmm. Chris Middleton, who's now unrestricted, who probably couldn't have picked a better year to play, have his best season. Yep. If you're him, I mean, there's money that's going to be thrown at you.
Yep.
Now, we talk about the dominoes. So, Mr. Forecaster, where's he going?
He's going to a place where the beer is cold, where quarterbacks cannot outdrink their linemen, and where he can wear parkas all year round.
So he's not going there. He's not leaving.
Yeah, well, he could be living somewhere else now if he's smart, and he'll be going back there to sign the contract.
Or wait. Based on that forecast, hold on. Let me give you another team that they could be. I guess the Green Bay doesn't have an NBA team, so Milwaukee sticks around.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm hearing is Giannis does want him around.
Yeah. He's got unfinished business.
Agreed. Absolutely agree with you there, and I think he fits that market well. I don't think that he yet wants to be the guy, and I think if you ask him this, listen, you went and became a focal point of someone like the Magic, or you know, someone that is lacking somewhat star power. I don't think he would step in and be that guy that's going to give you 25-6-4 a game without someone like Giannis around him.
No, he compliments Giannis. He's going to get paid. And it's his best chance to win an NBA title playing with the MVP.
And there is this idea that full max offer. Again, he's blossomed with the Bucks, right? He has the NBA coach of the year working with him. So if I'm him, I don't leave because – there's somewhat of the unknown. I haven't proven myself outside of this environment. All right, let's go to Nikola, who is the top center, which most would say isn't saying much. We'll get into he's our ninth out of our 10th of our top 10. Orlando, somewhat smaller market, all-star season. Let me ask you this, Mr. Forecaster. Who's going to have a better career, Nikola or our guy out in Denver?
Ooh, the Joker.
Yes.
They're both formidable, but I think the Joker is a little bit more polished in terms of an all-around the game. Vucevic can shoot, he can rebound, he can bang, but the Joker can do a little bit more. He can create for others, so I'm going with the Joker.
Awkward dead silence, but okay. Give me where he's going. Give me the forecast.
He's going where a place where he can have some oysters, he can hang out on the water, and he can say, "How do you like them apples?" He might mop floors at Harvard. He's going to join Kemba.
No.
Yes. They missed out on AD. Kyrie's gone. Horford's gone. They have plenty of money. This summer would be an absolute waste if they don't maximize their talent that they have and bring in some veterans who are more cohesive with their young core.
So you're saying both Kemba, well, I guess one person we won't talk about, right, is Horford, right? He's not in the top 10. He's gone. So the idea of cap space being freed up, yes. If you're Boston, after watching Hayward play last year, there's not all that a ton of confidence in the guy that's going to carry a team for you.
Yep.
I like that forecast. Not a bad forecast.
Yes.
Not at all, actually. All right, let's get into our last of the top 10. We're going to skip over a few. I'm not discounting this guy's value in any way because he is, quite honestly, one of the most improved. After watching the NBA awards, I don't know why this guy wasn't up for the most improved award. Granted, there were three very, 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 very deserving NBA players represented in that candidates. Thank you. But Brooke Lopez, the twin of Robin Lopez.
And we love Brooke here on WST. Grew up, went to high school in Fresno, played basketball at Stanford, West Coast guy. So where is he going to end up? He's going to end up eating cheese and drinking Miller Lights.
Back with Milwaukee, huh?
Yes.
Keep the band together.
Keep them together.
Keep them together. I mean, everything, you saw a lot of positivity come out of that team. They played well together.
And Brooke had a career year, too, shooting threes.
I mean, think about, you know what a phenomenal stat to look at would be? How many of those were assisted by a guy like Giannis and or Chris Middleton, right? Yeah. They probably benefited from having a stretch five in which Brooke has become.
Yeah, it opens up the lane for Giannis.
Absolutely. So they have the formula. The last thing you want to do is, especially in a market like Milwaukee, where attracting free agents isn't quote unquote easy. I mean, you don't find a lot of guys that want to eat cheese and drink Miller Lights all the time.
No, you don't.
So the idea of, and I think him, the idea of going back to your old girlfriend and someone like the Lakers who kick you to the curb, saw no value in you, is gone in his mind.
On to the next one.
Smart kid, Stanford guy, right? No issue. I see no issue with your forecast right there.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Would you like to summarize?
We have, in no particular order, the Warriors are going to max KD and Clay. Kawhi is going to stay in Toronto for his chance at back-to-back championships. Kyrie is staying out east, but he's moving out to Brooklyn. Sorry, Knicks fans. Kyrie is going to play for the Nets. Kemba and Vucevic are teaming up for the Celtics. They lost Horford, or they will lose Horford. They will lose Kyrie. They couldn't get AD, so they're going to go big this free agent offseason. Jimmy Buckets, we're a little indifferent on him, but I think he's going to go to Miami. Tobias Harris, out of Philly as well. They strike out big this free agent season. He goes to Indiana. And the Bucks, hashtag fear the deer, they are bringing the band back together. Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez are staying in Milwaukee.
Wow. All right, why don't we do this? We haven't talked bold predictions for a while. I think this sets us up, your forecast sets us up for some bold predictions, because I think there's some discrepancies on my forecast versus your forecast, but you are the professional. You are the weatherman. You have the Doppler radar. In some respect, you might have our guy Woj trading texts with you right now. I see too much of Woj lately. What's your opinion on that?
I do see a lot of them, but I do watch a lot of his videos and read his blogs. So I think it's just Woj season. You know, it's the NBA. It's summertime. This is why they pay him the big bucks.
All right. So here's my bold prediction. There is, I think, this idea that James Harden, we don't want him to leave Houston. One. Two, Chris Paul is, for some reason, angry all the time. Three, James is saying, go get me someone else, right? I think he's seen, and I say this meaning, I think you've seen the peak of what Eric Gordon, he can do with Eric Gordon, what he can do with, who's our guy that loves shoes, and just PJ Tucker. And Capella, to me, is a great player, but in that system isn't the right guy. He's just not big enough.
And in the playoffs last year, or this past year, he wasn't effective.
He wasn't. So here's where I'm going. They go get Jimmy somehow, some way, and they end up losing to the 76ers in the second round. Excuse me. They can't play in the second round.
Unless your bold prediction is realignment.
they lose in the midseason tournament that they're talking about. How about that? The point being, the Rockets will go out and get Jimmy. It will be a catastrophe. I think Harden is going to find it hard for himself to find a nucleus in this day and age that wants to play with a player like him.
I agree. He's a great player. He's a superstar. He's unguardable. But what you need is four other people who are willing to sacrifice and take smaller roles and sit in the corner and just watch him do his thing.
And I think they've peaked. Hard. Honestly, yeah. If you look at, like, they've got the most out of PJ Tucker, probably the most out of Capella, probably the most out of Gordon.
Chris Paul's on the downside of his career just because of his age.
Exactly. And his health. But you're not going to have Harden go tell Chris Paul to get out of here, right? We're going to go sign someone else. Chris Paul is too good of a player.
And Chris Paul's contract is pretty much unmovable. I think he's at like $30 million.
Yes. For a couple more years. So what I'm saying is realignment will happen. The Sixers are going to move the West. And to be honest, the more what I was driving towards is the idea of Houston. My bold prediction is that I'm going to shift. My bold prediction is that Jimmy Butler joins Houston and they don't make it out of the second round.
I like it. I've got a couple bold predictions. My first one, LaMelo Ball will play in the...
Wait, time out.
LaMelo Ball will play in the Big Three before he plays in the NBA.
Wow, you went there.
I went there. He's going to be playing with Mike Bibby and Katino Mobley.
You know I have your address. I'm just going to spout it out right now and hope LaVar gets it just so he can show up at your doorstep.
Hey, you know what? If LaVar attacks us, it's got to be good for ratings. All right.
I got one more bold prediction. Here's what I see. So going into the season, you had the proverbial forecast from all the people within the NBA, all the media, saying that the New York Knicks would land both KD and Kyrie. You have one person to blame on why that's not going to happen. And this person probably has enough money to have someone show up on my doorstep, and I might not be on a podcast ever again, so I won't say his name. What I will say is that Brooklyn, based on what they've done last year with, call it a serviceable team. I would say they were the Milwaukee Bucks light, I'll say.
They played hard. They played well. They played as a team.
Exactly. So what does that do to your fan base? Hey, we can do something. What if we got some players? What if we attracted, right? So people are showing up, right? It's, come on, let's be honest. It's a subway or a couple subway stops away from MSG. I believe we could see Kyrie, both Kyrie and KD, not next year, but a potential side and trade deal with Brooklyn, where Kyrie goes and says, hey, KD, there's almost this agreement, slide into his DMs and says, I'll be here this first year. I'll set something up. I'll see you next year. That's my bold prediction. You see Kyrie go and KD follow.
Okay. All right. All right. I have a two-part bold prediction. This is for all our East Coast Celtics fans out there. Number one, I have Al Horford coming out west and signing with the Sacramento Kings. Willie Stein wants out. They've got a young core. They need a big man to replace Willie. They need a veteran to run with Buddy Hield, Harrison Barnes, and De'Aaron Fox. Al Horford coming out west of the Kings.
You just contradicted yourself. They want a veteran to run. Al Horford is not running all that much.
I said run. I just meant like be on the team. Be on the team.
Trot. Make sure everyone makes it back to the Kimpton on time.
By run, I mean he's just going to give the outlet pass to De'Aaron Fox and wait for them to come back and play defense. Kyrie, I said it last pod. I'm saying it again. He's going to spurn the Knicks. He's going to spurn the Nets. And he's coming to the Phoenix Suns. Wow. I went there. Hashtag bold prediction. Kyrie on the Suns playing with Booker and Ayton.
Oh, Phoenix.
Yeah. Wow. And Kyler are going to take over that city.
They're in bottled blonde.
Bottled blondes.
Oh, wow. All right. WST podcast, free agent forecast. I think you did a pretty fair job of giving the overall forecast for this free agency.
I think I went 10 for 10.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll do a follow-up to your forecast. See if it's actually raining outside when you see it and be sunny and eating sausages. I think you're going to see a lot of movement, speculation. But I think there's probably four teams that most are looking at outside of Kawhi in kind of the Raptors, Clippers type thing. But it's, you're right, Celtics, Nets.
Clippers.
And then from there, who knows what happens with the Warriors. There's probably some other teams.
And then I was looking at the Sixers to your early point. Like Embiid's making his money at $20 million. But if Redick's a free agent, Butler's a free agent, and Tobias Harris is a free agent, if they don't bring back two of the three or one of the three, they're going to have a lot of money to throw at someone. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
If we did this next year, it's make or break for Ben Simmons. And you're exactly right. I'm down to like TJ McConnell, Mike Scott, the other guys on the roster. Boban. Our boy Boban. But the Sixers have a lot to lose. They have a lot to gain. It's just about who they value within the organization.
Yeah.
East Coast team, who cares? Our focus should be on the Warriors, Clips, Lakers. We didn't even get into the Lakers. Seems like no one wants to go there, but they might end up there.
Yeah. They're gonna sign Rubio and J.R. Smith. That's gonna be their team. They only have seven players.
They may get on a connecting flight that lands in LA and LeBron captures them somehow, locks them in customs for a while and just convinces them to play on the Lakers. All right, WST podcast. Make sure you're connecting with us on Instagram and Twitter. We got some new hats ordered for those of you that love our hats, those in France, Germany, YouTube.
Our channel's amazing. It's hilarious. Check it out. Western Standard Time on YouTube.
We got 30,000 views on the Padres Friar that some people just might not understand what a friar is.
Yeah, it's one of our popular ones.
Download us on anywhere you get your podcast. K-Win, Big Ben, WST podcast. And we'll be back with you shortly with a couple new episodes. Boom.
Boom.